We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I just want one commitment from you. When you head to Mars, you won't take Jill. She can be gone too long.
You're making it monthly of defense,
man. The rest of us are here too, pal.
I don't represent Donald Trump, but I do stand for justice.
Don't be a knucklehead and riot.
I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star.
It's a question for the ages there, Ron DeSantis, who might have disappointed a few people yesterday with that response, I'll have to say, including me. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're happy you're here. It's Tuesday. We've been up on Facebook all morning. We take the show live on Twitter, on the Odyssey app. However you get here, that's great. And we've still got a lot to cover because we've covered a lot already. I just have to tell you, if you're just joining us, a little bit of breaking news out of Jeff City. We just had Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman on just a few minutes ago, and they have passed in the Senate a bill prohibiting transgender participation in sports. So in other words, a man cannot swim or compete in sports against biological women. So they've got that passed. They got that to perfection. And they also limited transgender surgeries and puberty blockers and all of that for minors. Really, the only strings attached to any of this is that there was apparently a 4-year sunset put on it, which means in 4 years they would have to renew said legislation. And that seems to be part of the agreement that was struck, so that the Democrats allowed a vote to go ahead. They stopped their filibuster because they realized that they had to negotiate for something, or the Republicans just could have put it to the previous question and voted on it anyway with their majority. That's the update. If you're just joining us here at the top of the hour and you had not heard that yet, those bills have to be voted on one more time, and then they will go over to the House and hopefully get rubber stamped over there and go to the governor's desk. So that's sort of the update if you were just waking up this morning. We've had Senator Nick Schroer on, Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman just called in to kind of confirm that. You can hit rewind on the Odyssey app if you missed that interview. It was right at the end of the last hour where she kind of described what this is and what it does. It's good news, right? It's good news. And what it does is it draws attention, the transgender issue anyway, back to what we learned from Parents Defending Education, with the emails from the Parkway School District. Remember that? I mean, maybe it's faded from your memory. Before the whistleblower, Parents Defending Education found the emails from Parkway where counselors were communicating via email with a doctor at the Transgender Center at Washington University regarding best practices when it came to chest binding, and admitted in the email that they'd had a couple of girls who passed out because they bound their breasts so tightly they couldn't breathe. And they were seeking advice on that. And also advice on when to tell parents that this was going on. Now, that in and of itself is outrageous. The school district tells me in an email that they solicit advice all the time. That doesn't mean they take it. And they always tell parents, is what they told me. I guess we'd have to find a parent who knew otherwise to challenge that. But they did seek the advice of the Transgender Center on whether or not to tell parents what's going on. It gets back to control of our school boards. I mentioned to you before, I've got a Save Our Schools rally coming up. Primary reason we did this is that I wanted you to know there are candidates out there that agree with you that parents should be informed. There should be transparency in curriculum, on health decisions, on masking in schools, on in-school versus remote learning that we just learned about in the last year and a half or 2 years. These are all things your school board shouldn't just ignore you on because they are being influenced by other groups like the NEA, the Missouri NEA, and others. You need to have some representation on those school boards. So we're going to talk about that a bit this morning. This is heating up. I just have to tell you. The Post-Dispatch is currently on the other side of this. They're trying to get the left riled up. They're trying to get people. They've got articles out this morning regarding, whether or not political activism is a Republican issue. The Republicans are trying to make school boards partisan, and I would reject that outright. It's the unions running slates of candidates that have made this political to begin with. Parents standing up for their to have a voice is not conservative or Democrat. It's freedom. You are a stakeholder. You're the taxpayer. You're the parent. You should have a say in all of this. So, we're going to talk with one of the candidates out in Parkway coming up. We talked to Francis Howell, school board candidates yesterday. Last week, we talked to some people running for the school board out in Rockwood. I've got a voter guide at 971talk.com with people that we've vetted who I know represent the best interest of parents in these districts. They're not the ones endorsed by the NEA. I'll keep saying that. They're not the ones that are going to be pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and training on how to judge people by the color of their skin. These are not the people that are going to be doing that. If you want that, you go look for the NEA-endorsed candidates. You're not going to find them in my voter guide. You'll find the names of the candidates that are going to stand up and represent the parents. That's important stuff. I mean, it really is. I can't say that enough. For example, in the Rockwood district, there's a lot of debate out there right now over what's going on. There are candidates running who claim to be conservative. In fact, they're knocking on doors telling people they're conservatives. And then we find that on their Facebook page, they've got the fist sticking up with the diversity, equity, and inclusion sign. Kerry Bockert, just to name names. So when people for representing the other candidates go around and knock on the doors where these signs are and say, did they tell you that? You find out, well, no, they didn't. And now the candidates are mad because they're being exposed. They're claiming to be conservative or representing parents' interests, but they're not. There's another example. One of the candidates, Cadigan, who's running out in Rockwood, is married to a teacher. Right. Who was even on a it was a building rep for the NEA dealing with issues ranging from policy to pay issues, hours issues for the teachers. I'm all for teachers. But you can't have the same people voting on contracts and negotiating contracts who are being voted in and hired by the same people who will benefit from that. We've learned that lesson. We've got to move away from that. We got to get parents back involved because you've lost control at the administrative level. There's no doubt about that. These superintendents, for the most part, are not listening to the parents. So we're going to deal with these issues. We're going to talk about this for the next week and a half. That election is just around the corner on April 4th, and I hope you can make it to the rally. Just mark it down on the 28th. We'll meet out at Winty's in the Chesterfield Valley, and you can meet these candidates that are on my recommended guide. You can ask them questions, find out what they believe in your district. Go check it out, 971talk.com. Download the voter guide. Take a look at who's running in your district. Plan to be out there with us on the 28th at Winty's. It's a restaurant that's been in the Chesterfield Valley there on Chesterfield Airport Road for 30 years. They've got a nice heated tent out back if the weather's not cooperating with us that day. But we're going to get out there and rally people to save these school districts. We're going to counter what the Post is trying to do with their negativity that they're reporting all over the place this morning. Very biased reporters at the St. Louis Post. It's just, they're all in for the progressives. There's no doubt about that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We will talk to Kathy Guerra. She's a candidate for the Parkway School Board coming up here at about 8:20. And my friend Danny DeFine is going to be in studio at 8:35. We'll be back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Helping you do the homework. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show Save Our Schools campaign, leading into the April 4th election.
All right, coming up on the 28th, we've got our Save Our Schools rally. You will get to meet people who made it into my recommended candidate list there on my voter guide. It's up on the website at 971talk.com. It's the first thing you'll see up there when you go to that page. So we try to make it as easy as possible for you. Right now, I want to introduce one of the candidates in the Parkway District who is in my guide. That is Kathy Guerra. She's joining me this morning, a candidate for the Parkway School Board. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you on here. And before we get started, I think it's interesting. Tell people what your background is as you enter this race for the school board.
Well, first and foremost, I'm the mom of seven, and I love kids. They'll tell you that. And I'm a counselor. I was a school counselor. I was a school teacher. And currently, I'm an adolescent therapist in private practice.
Wow. So there are a lot of issues swirling around us right now that you have a lot of knowledge about, being a counselor in these areas and in dealing with adolescents. Is any of this controversy over, the transgender issues and all of that playing a role in your run for election?
Well, it is. In my role as a therapist, seeing a different student product emerge from many of the schools, not just Parkway, which I'm running for, but very, very anxious. A lot of kids not wanting to go to school, talking about aggression or violent behavior. And some of it is just despicable that has happened in, for instance, school theaters in the dark, etc. These kids have been focused on a sexual agenda. And I saw kids starting to more, so many more, at least 50%. I'm bisexual. I'm thinking about I should be a boy. So, yes, it entered in, and I did research, and I found that what was going on and how the grades had markedly dropped, and it wasn't just COVID. My whole shtick here is that kids are hurting. They are hurting, and we need to help them step up to the plate. So I just felt called to do this. It's a big job, and I'm just moving forward with you, Mark, and all of the people who have helped me. My beautiful sister has supported me. Everyone out there taking signs. I have many on my porch. Come and get them. But we're in a fight. We're in a fight, and yeah, we've got to stand tall.
Specific to the Parkway issue, as a parent and as somebody who worked as a counselor, have you felt that your voice has been ignored by the current board? I mean, are you hoping to get on there and be someone who's receptive to parents when they stand up in the audience at the board meetings and say, we don't like what the environment that our kids are in?
Yes, I do think they've been ignored. I don't like the method of the meeting. I was there just a couple months ago. There were five mothers who bore their soul to the board. And again, don't get me wrong, the people on the board are very nice people. However, they cried talking about how their children were not learning how to read. And in my estimation, you don't say, thank you, now have a seat, when someone does that. You give an answer, and you tell them what your plan is to do. And I tell you, Mark, there were five mothers. And if anyone out there is a mother, you know what I'm talking about. You're going to defend your kids.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you for speaking is not enough.
No, I would. And a lot of boards do that, by the way, whether they're city councils or school boards. They open it up to public comment, but they have a policy of not responding to those comments. And if that's something you'd like to see change, I'm sure it would be welcome in Parkway.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So, Mark, the more that I did the digging and the research and saw how much money that we are devoting to, well, SEL currently is what it's called, social emotional learning, and realizing how, as a therapist, I see how it affects the brain. And I think that most mental health professionals out there will, you know, accept the fact that we have a right brain and a left brain. When the right brain is busy on social or emotional issues, and what's funny is this program is actually called social emotional learning. It's hysterical. Well, when the right brain is busy with those issues, the left brain that takes care of your math and your English, your words and reading, what happens is it doesn't work. And then we wonder why the great dramatic drop since 2016 when this program was started in Parkway.
Well, I tell you, I'm glad you're bringing your expertise to it. Thank you for stepping up. Kathy Guerra, my guest, she's a candidate for the Parkway School Board. She's in my voter guide. The election is April 4th. You've got to get out and vote. Her website is Kathy4Parkway.com. That's Kathy with a K, Kathy4Parkway.com. You can go on there and find out more details. Kathy Guerra, thank you for your time this morning. Good luck.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Yes, hope to see you on the 28th and out at Wendy's in the Chesterfield Valley for our Save Our Schools rally. It's free. The information's on the website at 971talk.com/events. We're back in a minute with my friend Danny Define in studio. Stay tuned.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're talking about this situation with, and look, I don't know what goes into paying hush money to a porn star to secure silence over some type of alleged affair. I can't speak to that. But what I can speak to is that if you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda and weaponizing the office. And I think that that's fundamentally wrong.
You just have to have an even playing field. That's all we've ever wanted. You don't have to agree with it, but hey, let's at least have an honest, intelligent debate.
Because of the actions we've taken, things have begun to change.
You've got to be kidding me.
Little de-sanctimonious soundbite for you there, Danny. You liked what he had to say yesterday. I saw you put that on social media earlier. I wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of breaking away from the herd here because a lot of Republicans, a lot of people on the right are saying, oh, you know, Ron, he threw Trump under the bus. He wouldn't be governor if it wasn't for Donald Trump's endorsement or his help down there in the state of Florida. I thought Ron handled it pretty well, actually. So I'm kind of in the minority there, I guess, here on the right. I feel like Ron, he made it a point to highlight this is a political witch hunt and this is a circus and the DA up there in Manhattan and how he's backed by Soros. But then he also took a little bit of a dig at Trump, which if Ron decides to run, which I think he's probably waiting to see how all this shakes out here over the next week or 2 weeks with Trump and the Stormy Daniels payout. But I thought DeSantis handled it pretty well. I thought it was a well-rounded answer, and I think he touched a lot of points there that he needed to touch on.
He probably didn't need to poke the bear. That my biggest issue with it, and what disappointed me a little bit, maybe it's just Ron DeSantis' style that I'm not familiar with. But this is like asking somebody a simple yes or no question. Do you condemn what this prosecutor is doing? The answer is yes. So before you have to explain to everybody in a snarky tone, I don't know anything about paying hush money to a prostitute or a porn star, but if I did, I still think this is wrong. You don't need to say that. What Haley and DeSantis and Pompeo and Pence has done it already, and anybody else running for president, all they need to say is, this is a targeted persecution of a Republican candidate for president, and it's wrong, period. I think he maybe stepped in it a little bit with a group of people he's going to need to compete in this primary. Right. That's what I'll say about it.
And I totally understand that side of it, Mark. I do. And it's all about, we've said this many times on the show before, where the Democrats, they tend to do a lot better job at sticking together. Yeah. Whether they're right, wrong, or indifferent, they do a great job of having each other's back. And for the most part, I mean, there's a little bit of some fighting there within the Democrat Party between, you know, the squad and some more traditional Democrats. But for the most part, they do a pretty good job of sticking together. However, the Republicans have always kind of had that thing where they've been a little spineless at times, right? They don't do as good of a job as sticking together and you know, working as one cohesive unit as the Democrats. But put yourself in Ron DeSantis' shoes, though, for a moment, too. Let's just play the other side of the coin here. After the onslaught that he's taken with Truth Social, and Trump has been very outspoken now for, oh, this goes back, I think this was before the midterms, right? He was on Truth Social, Ron DeSanctimonious, and he would have to beg for my endorsement if he ever wanted to become governor, or, you know, if he wanted the nominee. Trump's done his fair share of trash talking to Ron, so I think Ron found an opportunity here to not, I don't think he threw Donald Trump under the bus at all. I think he just told it like it was, and he threw in a little poppy shot there at the end.
He definitely was throwing some heat there at the end, or at the beginning, I should say. But to be fair to DeSantis, he also at the end of that threw a little bit of heat at Kim Gardner, and I love the fact that he took the time to do this. I will give him credit for this. Go to cut four, please.
I also think it's important to point out when you're talking about these Soros-funded prosecutors, yes, they may do a high-profile politicized prosecution, and that's bad, but the real victims are ordinary New Yorkers ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions, that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job. They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society, and I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one from office during my tenure.
The Attorney General of Missouri may accomplish that before it's over with. But I love the fact that he brought that up. I mean, I'm with
spot
you.
Spot on. That was wonderfully, beautifully said by Ron DeSantis there. And that's what I've been seeing a lot just on social media and different news outlets. Yeah. Manhattan with this giant crime wave and all the different issues going on there. It seems like every other day you see a video on TikTok or Twitter of some poor innocent person just getting the crap beat out of them on the subway. I mean, New York, just like a lot of these inner cities across the country, they have a whole heap of issues when it comes to crime and violence. And so, it's just kind of ironic, I guess you can say. It's kind of it's questionable that we're going after something like this when look at Manhattan, look at downtown New York City and all the issues they have.
We're facing it. I mean, Alvin Bragg is Kim Gardner. Is right. Kim Fox, is you name any any prosecutor in the country that George Soros supported. There's no doubt about that.
If we could just have strong leadership, Mark, like a Kamala Harris. Did you see, I'll tell you what, this was similar to the JFK, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade speech. Did you see her at the March Madness over the weekend?
I did. I heard her. She got booed when they showed her up on the big screen.
She did. And then she was giving this was a post-game pep talk after Howard, her alma mater there, got blown out by 28 points. And we'll have to play the sound clip here. Eventually, but basically she was just, you know, it was the same thing. She was talking to them like they were kindergartners. And I saw the look on these guys' faces because they showed this clip on TNT, and the guys are just looking at her like, what are you doing here? What are you talking about? And if you play with your head up high and your back and your shoulders up, you guys did something really special out there. And you know, it just was the same kind of just, she makes me
sick. Did she talk about circles?
She did. And this is a basketball. And in basketball, we play with a hoop and there's a rim and a net. And if she would have gave that speech before the game, they probably would have lost by about 58 instead of 28. But then I love that they cut to Charles Barkley after that post game interview. And he said, no disrespect there to Madam Vice President, but don't we have bigger issues in this country that she probably needs to be focused on besides showing up at a March Madness tournament?
You think?
And giving a really ridiculous, insincere, phony, third grade level type pep speech.
I know as a Mizzou fan, you're as disappointed as I am as a Kentucky fan.
Well, here's the thing. And I have some friends that are just drinking the black and cold gold Kool-Aid and Mizzou can do no wrong in their eyes. And they do this to themselves every single year, whether it's football or basketball. They get their hopes up so high just to be crushed and disappointed. So did I think that they would get past Princeton? I thought, yeah, I think they had a good chance. That was encouraging to see that they were playing Princeton instead of Arizona. But I didn't have very high expectations, so I didn't really get my feelings hurt too bad. But a lot of my friends that went to Mizzou that graduated with me, they just get so wrapped up in Mizzou and, this is our year, this is our year. It's like, guys, If you've watched Mizzou for any prolonged period of time, you would understand to keep the expectations very, very low. And it's where I went to school, it's where I graduated from, but man, it's like it's just a mediocre athletic program, unfortunately. And until we hold some higher standards, whether it's football or basketball, like football, we don't throw them a parade when they go 7-5. Like, we just have to hold them to a higher standard. And a lot of Mizzou fans, they just are, rah, rah, Mizzou. It's like, guys, where are the standards at here?
What I'll say, though, is that name, image, and likeness has leveled that playing field, and these player portals, that's leveled the playing field a little bit. I think Mizzou did well this year with a lot of transfers, new coach, new blood in the system. It's going to cause a lot more parity in college basketball. If you notice, like, for the first time since 2000, two or something like that. We're in a Final Four without Kansas, Duke, Kentucky. A lot of big name schools that are normally there are not there. There's a lot more parity in college basketball. Now, as a Blue Blood fan, I don't like that very much, but I'm just saying it's an observation. So maybe Mizzou has an opportunity to take advantage of that with the new coach. He's a good coach.
I hope so. They did give him an extension not that long ago, actually. So they signed Gates, I think, through 2028-2029 season. And then they gave Drinkwitz that extension with football, you know, in the fall, which I thought that was a little premature. But I just like to hold, just like the Cardinals, just like, you know, the Blues, you want to hold them to a higher standard, right? That's being a true fan. It's like what I talked about on the show last week with your friends. You don't want to just, if your friend's letting themselves go, you don't want to say, oh yeah, man, you're doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing right now. You look wonderful. You're doing great in life. No, you'd be a bad friend if you encourage that kind of behavior going down that path. So it's the same way with sports. Like, I'm outspoken about the Cardinals. I'm outspoken about Mizzou. But that's because at the end of the day, I care, Mark. I care. And I know that it could be so much better than it is. And, you know, maybe one day Mizzou will get that national title. I think that's probably the only thing that I need to check off on my sports bucket list.
Nothing would make me happier. I would love to see that happen for him. All
I right, feel Danny, like that's can insincere.
You, can you hang around? No, I'm serious.
oh, really?
Unless they're playing Kentucky, I'm rooting for them.
Okay.
I've said that all along.
Oh, you're a good man, Mark
Cox.
Absolutely. You're a good man.
Kid graduated from there. My wife graduated from there. I'm all in on Mizzou sports unless they're playing Kentucky.
All right, there's hope for you after
exactly.
all.
Exactly. Thank you. Can you hang out?
Absolutely.
All right, Danny DeFine's going to stay in studio with us. We're going to be back here in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
All right, somebody has taken issue with me here, Danny, on my parody statement about college basketball. My friend Tim has sent this message in. The reason for the parody in college basketball is because of all the fifth and even sixth year seniors who got to hang around due to the COVID year. Next year, it's all going to come back to earth a bit. So maybe he's onto something. There was a bit more experience probably on the floor with people that got that extra year of eligibility. Played a role.
It's an interesting angle for sure.
Did Mizzou have any seniors?
You know, I didn't follow Mizzou basketball too heavily this year. I believe they have most of their team coming back, though. I'm kind of a fair weather guy when it comes to.
I'm gonna say a real fan would have known all their names, their hometowns, everything.
Yeah, I don't get that much into it. You know, I do have other hobbies, Mark. I've been across the globe recently. And been
I
a little
know,
out of touch.
World traveler, Australia, Dublin. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Dublin, you told the story earlier about the pizza thing, right?
Yeah.
Where you gave it to a guy.
I wanted
there.
To. My wife wouldn't let me.
She wouldn't let you, huh?
And horrified.
And you backed down from that stance pretty quick?
I did. I didn't want to make a scene in the restaurant. I just wanted to go, hey, guys, we're leaving. We're catching a plane. Would you want to take this pizza home and eat it later? We only had three pieces out of it.
That's better than I would do, though, because that was Chicago style, right?
It was.
I can't get into Chicago style pizza.
Okay.
Just can't.
Well, I thought it was. It's like a meal. One
it
slice
is
like a meal.
It's huge. It's like lasagna. It's way too heavy. If I had to rank it, because I heard Todd Pyro, you guys were going into this a little bit earlier. I love St. Louis style. That's like on a scale 1 to 10. That's a 9. But I have to give the edge to New York style. New York's a 10 for me, and Chicago's about a 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Depends on what you grew up with. I grew up with thin crust pizza in Cincinnati area, Dayton. So,
is Cincinnati known for their pizza?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know that they necessarily are. It's where I grew up. So I grew up eating a pizza that was very popular there called Cassano's. And the thing about it is it's a thin crust cut into little squares, sort of like Emo's.
Mm-hmm.
And they salt the crust. Like when they throw down the flour on the table, they also throw down salt and it gets embedded in the crust. So you get that little bit of salt in there along with the pizza, and it's just a more of a thin crust pizza, and that's kind of what I grew up in love with. There's also a good pizza restaurant down in Cincinnati called La Rosa's, which was, but it had a very sweet sauce on it, which I wasn't a huge fan of. I like La Rosa's, but it wasn't my favorite, probably because of that sauce.
You know, it was a great pizza establishment. I'm going off like 20 years of memory right here, but low key. Chuck E. Cheese had great pizza.
Oh, no.
I swear to you.
That's a kid memory. Chuck E.
Cheese.
That's a kid memory.
Unless oh I'm God. Way off base here, I haven't ate it in like
you
15,
are.
20
Gross.
Years. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese recently. I promise, guys. I haven't. I'm not that guy.
Cheese right. on it. So it's disgusting.
I have lost all credibility as a pizza.
I don't know if it was like nostalgia, and maybe, I go back now, and it ruined it for me. I don't know.
Maybe you can back me up on this, Carl.
What's up?
As a parent, so I have a 20... almost 28-year-old. I have a 24-year-old. I have a 15-year-old. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese a lot. Let's put it that way. A lot more with the older two than the younger one, I'll have to say. But they did make a business decision at some point. First to sell beer, which was brilliant.
Yep.
Because it's probably the number one divorced parent meeting spot in the world. They take the kids there to let them play.
Yeah, it's a little
they
mixer
can get a
for
beer,
the
a beer and a pizza.
Divorcees.
And then at some point, they stepped up their food offerings. They had a salad bar for a little while, and they started making better pizza. They do make better pizza now than they used to, but it's not anywhere you would go
for just
the pizza.
But not when you were a child.
Well, of course not. I'm not going to go on a date and, you know, at 30 years old and say, hey, babe, let's go get some Chuck E. Cheese,
really
all right?
Memories of
Mr. High Roller over here. I'll play the claw machine and get you a whoopee cushion with 60,000 tickets.
Now, you can go to Incredible Pizza Company. They have go-karts.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah, but how's the pizza? Is it incredible? It's not incredible.
There's nothing
you're not
better.
Going you're not to a place like for that the for the pizza.
Nothing better for your stomach than loading up on some greasy pizza and then hopping on a go-kart. Oh. All the jostling and bumping around. Yeah, I think that's why, you know, I had COVID once or twice back. I had the original strand of COVID back in 2020. Like, I was one of the first ones. But I didn't have any symptoms. I was notified, and they told me to go get tested because I was exposed to somebody at work. But my whole point of the story is I think that's why I didn't have any symptoms, because I spent my childhood in Chuck E. Cheese, which was a giant Petri dish. It was just, you know, I mean, God knows what was in that ball pit.
Oh, that's the truth.
Oh,
you talk about the origins of COVID.
Oh,
that's probably where it started. One of those
been.
Ball pits
else.
Or the tunnel.
Where's Dr. Fauci when we need him?
That was the original serial pooper. So kids just up in the tunnel doing God knows what. But hey, you know what? It made me tougher.
It did. It
Immune
did.
System's on point.
Danny, thank you. All right. That's going to do it for us on this Tuesday morning. Have a great afternoon. Kilmeade's up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!